السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمده ونصلی علی رسول الکریم، اما بعد. اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَنفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ قال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا أنطعم من لو يشاء الله أطعمه إن أنتم إلا في ضلال مبين. ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين. ما ينظرون إلا صيحة واحدة تأخذهم وهم يخصمون، فلا يستطيعون توصية ولا إلى أهلهم يرجعون. صدق الله العظيم. We continue with the fazl of Allah تبارك وتعالى in what we may term as the break on our sins. Every vehicle in this world has got a kind of a break. If it doesn't have a break, then there will be accidents. Plentiful accidents we will have if the vehicles don't have brakes. So whether it is the bus, whether it is a truck, whether it is a car, so much so that now even the trolleys in the supermarkets and the trolleys at the airports, they too have got brakes, because people were making accidents, knocking the other passengers down with the trolleys. So every vehicle has a brake. When they run without brakes, then there's great damage to the vehicle too, and to others also. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has put the remembrance of death as a break. Keeping death a secret is that break. If he left us loose, gave us the information that on a certain date you are going to depart from this world, then all of us would have been quite satisfied with our sinful lifestyles, and we will say that 24 hours before our departure, we will make the preparation for the hereafter. Or 1 hour before our departure, we will make sincere tawbah, because we always heard that sincere tawbah is the forgiveness of all sins. So we will make that sincere tawbah just before death. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala kept this death a secret, that nobody knows when it will come, where it will come and how it will come. This is the secret that only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows. Therefore, in one of the verses of the Quran Sharif, it is mentioned that the knowledge of 5 things no one has except Allah Ta'ala. That does not mean that only 5 things are such. There are 1,000,000,001 things that we don't have the knowledge of. But for our purposes, to bring it to our level of understanding, that there are 5 things which you are seeing every day or hearing about every day, the knowledge of that only Allah Ta'ala has. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ The knowledge of the hour. وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ The knowledge of the rainfall. Exactly where, how much, what will be the end result of that rainfall, whether the crops and vegetation will benefit or whether it will end up in disaster and flood waters are going to bring about destruction. Who has all that knowledge? Then the child that is in the womb of the mothers, whether it's going to be born or is going to be a stillborn child, this child is going to come into this world, then whether he is going to live for 10 years, 20 years, 100 years, this child is going to go through different sicknesses and diseases and ill health, or is going to grow up to be a very healthy, fit person. This child is going to grow up to be a doctor, teacher, lawyer, philosopher, scientist, or the person is going to grow up to be a gambler, drunkard, a pain in the neck for the parents. All the detailed knowledge of that child, who has? And then what the person is going to earn tomorrow. Tomorrow is a distant away, that we don't even know whether we will see the next second. So So we can only make plans. Man plans. That's about all he can do. Man proposes, but if Allah Ta'ala wills, he can dispose. And there are so many incidents to strengthen our iman with regards to this. And on which earth and ground he is going to die. The knowledge of that only Allah Ta'ala knows, where he is going to die. So this is that break, that when the person thinks that of his death, that I am going to go one day, whether I like it or not, no matter how much I may own in this world, but I have to leave it. And when, where, how am I going to leave it, I don't know. Which place the angel of death is going to come and extract this soul. So that is what we were discussing yesterday, that the person's death is his qiyamah. That they are disputing when qiyamah will come. It will come when it will come. But the moment the person dies, his qiyamah has already begun. So this person does not know when his qiyamah will begin. It could be any time. People are least ready for death. We are ready for everything else. But if you have to ask a congregation of people that raise your hands, that how many are ready to meet the angel of death this very moment, then we all will fail. Someone will say, I still got certain documents which I have to show to my partner. Somebody will say, my will has not yet been prepared. There are certain things I wish to dispose of by will. Somebody will say something else, somebody will say something else, that I've got people's amanat, which I did not record, that to whom what belongs. So many different things. As I always say, we should have been ever ready, like the ever ready battery, which is not always ever ready. We should have been ready like the ever ready battery, but that ever ready battery too is not always ever ready. Sometimes it fails. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us this as a break over our sins. Now what is not required is that you take a tasbih and read whole day Ya Maut or something like that. Oh death, that is not required. What is required is that whenever we are tempted to commit a sin, and again it reminds me of that young person who I met whilst I was going to Karachi, he was going to Hong Kong. And it happened again recently, we met again at the Johannesburg airport. The last time he was taking some tapes, and this time he says taking some CDs. But he says that when I arrive at Hong Kong, then first thing I do is I put on your tape, the zikr tape in the dua. You always will hear that, oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find me in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a gambling den, in prostitute quarters, in adultery, in fornication. So now when the person is traveling and he's out of the country and he's in a hotel where he believes that nobody is watching, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching. And he believes that my death cannot come in this place. But we have read and heard of deaths of people coming in discos, in cinemas, in theaters, in prostitute quarters. So he says, I listen to that, it puts me in the right frame of mind. Then I go out to do my work. So he says, I carry your tape with me. So what is it that puts that break? It is that same remembrance of death. That what if my death comes in this state? Akhirat ki fikr karni hai zarur, jaisi karni waisi bharni hai zarur. Akhirat ki fikr karni hai zarur, jaisi karni waisi bharni hai zarur. Umr ye ek din guzarni hai zarur, qabr mein mayyit utarni hai zarur. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. So life is going to pass. The mayyat will have to be lowered in the grave. So do whatever you have to do today tomorrow could be too late. Some years back, one lecturer, he was speaking at an economic conference. It was the time of our elections, the 94 elections. And there he said that whatever you have to do, do it today. Tomorrow could be too late. These were his last words. He was telling the audience, whatever you have to do, you must do it today, because we don't know what kind of a new government there's going to be. After saying that, he collapsed and he died. When he was saying that also, he did not know that this could be my last words. Although they said that he choked on a chewing gum. Now that was the cause, they said, of his death, that he had a chewing gum in his mouth when he was speaking and he got choked. But we believe that that was the time of his death, which he was not aware of. So it is not a question of sitting and reading some tasbih all the time, death, death, death. What it means is that we must be ready for death. Whenever it comes, we must be ready for it. Jaisi karni, vaisi bharni hai zarur. As we will do, so we will get. Our actions will bring about the reaction. Whatever actions we have undertaken, then either there will be reward or punishment. Jaisi karni vaisi bharni hai zarur. May Allah Ta'ala make us maaf, but during the school days when we were also qawwali fans. So at that time one qawwal, he said a beautiful thing. Jaisi karni vaisi bharni hai zarur. Na maane to karke dekh. Jaisi karni vaisi bharni hai zarur. Na maane to karke dekh. Jannat bhi hai, dozakh bhi hai. Na maane to mar ke dekh. Whatever you are going to do, whatever you are going to sow, so are you going to reap. If you don't believe it, then do actions and then see the results. Do evil actions and see what the results of those evil actions are. See whether it brings you any kind of peace, happiness, contentment, satisfaction, or it brings about a life of restlessness, a life of anxieties and worries and problems and pains. The heart becomes restless, no tranquility in the heart. Don't look at the outside conditions. So he says, if you don't believe it, then do the actions and then see. There is Jannat, there is Jahannam. And if you don't believe it, then die and you will see it. That if you did good actions, then you will see your Jannat. And if you did bad and thought that you got away, then you will see Jahannam. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that these people, they will be disputing amongst themselves. And there will be this mighty blast. Just one blast and it will seize them. And they will have no time to dispose of their matters by will. Their estate, they cannot make any more wasiyat. And also they will not have the opportunity to return home wherever they were. They will not be able to return home. So we take a lesson from this ayat that death is inevitable. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had great fear of death. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to cry so much at a grave site that he never cried like that anywhere else. When they asked him that, "Oh Usman, why do you cry so much when you see a grave?" He said, "Because it is the first step towards the hereafter. Either it is going to become a garden from the gardens of paradise, or is going to become a pit fire from the pit fires of hell." And yet these people were given the glad tiding by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you are Jannati. So what were they afraid of? Accountability before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that much khawf of death is required that it becomes a barrier between us and our sins. اللهم باعد بيني وبين خطايا كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that, "Oh Allah, create a barrier, a distance between me and sins as you created the distance between the East and West. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sinless, masoom, he's teaching us that he wants a distance from sins as he's from between East and West. That means a Muslim and sins, they don't go together. A Muslim doesn't say that I will give up sins inshallah. These days when somebody says you must give up this sin, they say inshallah. So inshallah means if Allah Ta'ala wills. So what, Allah doesn't will that you give it up immediately? Doesn't Allah Ta'ala will that we give it up immediately? So now we are saying no, when Allah Ta'ala wills, then that time we will see. Now we are going to wait for Jibreel alayhi salam to come and inform us that Allah Ta'ala is now willing that you give up your sin. Doesn't it mean that? Inshallah, when we say, that means now we are going to wait for Jibreel alayhi salam to bring wahi upon us, that I'm just coming from Allah Ta'ala and he has informed me to inform you that now he is willing that you give up your sins. We have to give it up. Allah Ta'ala is willing that we give it up immediately. Then it's an accident. A Muslim does not go out in search of sins. I have mentioned this many times. That at present we go out in search of sins. When the person is going to the cinema, the theater, the disco, for prostitute quarters and meeting his illicit beloved, then there's a planning that's behind it. From his home, he's got a long planning. He's got a diary, he's got dates, he's got everything. He's got the tickets in his pocket, he's got all kinds of arrangements made, and then he's going out. It's not an accident, the person was on the road and one truck came before him and he met up with an accident. Those accidents we commit every time with our eyes. But here there is a proper planning that is taking place. So it's other words, we are going out in search of sins. And that is what has brought about our destruction. And our life has become restless. There's no tranquility, there's no harmony, there's no unity. There's nothing but division and fights and quarrels and arguments. Why? Because we are committing sins deliberately. And we are unconcerned that there is going to be a day that we have to depart from this world and meet our Creator and answer for all our doings. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to read this wazifa which has been shown by Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam every day of our lives. Read it in the morning, read it in the evening, the same Yasin Sharif. Try and read it with understanding. Go through the translation, read the commentaries and recall whatever I am saying. Then you will see the benefit of that. If some peer sahab gives some wazifa, some shaykh gives some wazifas, our parents give us some wazifa, then you say, the peer sahab gave this wazifa, the shaykh gave this wazifa. He will leave out his namaz, but he'll read the wazifa of the shaykh. Some people, they don't read salah, but they paaband regular with the wazifa of the shaykh. Now, will that kind of wazifa help? But this wazifa is shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Man qara'a Yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawaijuhu." If you read Yasin in the early part of the morning, in the beginning of the day, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill your needs for that day. Read it with yaqeen and see if it doesn't get fulfilled. Eat halal, drink halal, purchase the goods with halal, then raise your hands and make dua after Yasin Sharif and see if your needs are not fulfilled. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me also that kind of yaqeen and trust in my beloved, most beautiful, compassionate, kind, loving, caring Allah. And may Allah Ta'ala give the entire ummah that kind of yaqeen that mountains can move, but their iman is not shaken under any condition. May Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially in Palestine. Especially in Palestine. Afghanistan, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, America, Europe, which part of the world the ummah is not in problems? The entire Middle East. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat which are descending in this Mubarak month. And may the Jumu'ah today be a Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. Protection from all kinds of harm, mischief, corruption, fitnas. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.